Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 38 of The Good, The Dan, The Florida Man, with you as always, your hosts.
I'm The Good, I'm Ryan Kelly, and over here we got
The Dan, I'm Daniel, him.
Why are you doing this?
Because we've had perfect takes every time. We've thrown one that's bad.
Fair enough. I'm Ben. I am the Florida Man. Thank you for joining us. This is the Good Day Florida Man. We are three stand-up comedians who got shut down as COVID began. So we turned to a podcast. We talk about a lot of stuff: story times, history, interviews, just anything that we think would be fun. Today we're doing a history episode. It's Ryan's ridiculous history.
Guys, I'm so excited.
We'll be talking about Lonnie Johnson, the inventor of the Super Soaker, and much, much more.
Yeah!
Before we hop into that, though, we are still stand-up comics. We still have shows coming up. So, Ryan, where can they see you?
If you want to see me, you can come to Flappers in Burbank on February 17th. Almost said 22nd, but it's the 17th in Burbank, California. We're going to be hanging out doing some shows. It's going to be great. If you want to see me and be part of the live recording of my show, Girlfriends and Girlfriends, 3-5, that would be March 5th. Come hang out. Come do it. It's in St. Louis, Missouri, at Westminster Christian Academy.
Yes.
Yes.
I will be performing at all the open mics in Utah. Hurrah! Mainly because I'll be touring with this gentleman right here named Benjamin. Benjamin, tell us about your tour.
Yes, I'll be taking Dan on the road with me. We are hitting up a few places in February. On the 20th, we'll be in Denver, Colorado at the Improv. The 21st, we'll be in Des Moines, Iowa at the Funny Bone. The 22nd, we'll be in Omaha, Nebraska at the Funny Bone. The 23rd, we'll be in Kansas City, Missouri at the KC Improv. On the 27th, we'll be in Batavia, Illinois at the Comedy Vault. The 28th, we'll be in Chicago at Zany's. In March, on the 1st, we'll be in Appleton, Wisconsin, the Skyline. The 2nd, we'll be in Fort Wayne, Indiana and Summit City. The 3rd, we'll be in Louisville, Kentucky at the Louisville Comedy Club. The 8th, we'll be in Richmond, Virginia at the Funny Bone. The 9th will be in Virginia Beach, Virginia at the Funny Bone. The 11th will be in Lake Park, Florida at the Lake Park Black Box. And March 12th will be in Boca Raton, Florida at the Boca Black Box.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right.
The more takes you do of this, the more I feel like your throat is just going to get...
Yeah,
you talked about 28 days of talking in the previous episode. This is what the same
I can feel your your throat closing up as you talk about it. Just like, I don't want to talk that much anymore.
Thank God this is an episode that you talk most of the time. Welcome to Ryan's Ridiculous History.
Boy, am I so stoked. We're talking about a guy named Lonnie Johnson, who you probably haven't heard of, but you've definitely heard of the things that he's made. He's such a cool individual, and I couldn't believe, I heard about him recently, where all of a sudden it was like, it showed the inventor of the Super Soaker, and he was just not who I expected, and I was just like, he made it like so for his kids to play around with, but the dude was brilliant, so of course it was amazing.
Okay, if you're listening at home right now, I just want to let you know that the track is not skipping. You have not accidentally hit fast forward. Ryan is just really excited.
I'm so excited.
He talks in fast forward when he gets excited about something, so.
Especially when it comes to Super Soakers.
It's true. So we did invent the Super Soaker. So Lonnie George Johnson was born October 6th, 1949. You can't see him, but hopefully in the video we'll put, if we do clips, we'll put a picture of him up so that it could be like, ah!
There he is.
But for those that don't know, he's a black inventor, and you haven't heard of him, but you should have, because, and here's the thing, when we learn about black inventors and creators and things like that, we learn about a lot of people. We never learn about Lonnie Johnson, but I feel like he made a massive contribution to, a lot of different things, and most of our lives,
which historical black figure should we replace in the education system with Lonnie Johnson?
Could we just add one more? Is that okay?
I think that is absolutely
for fine. The purposes of making you answer an uncomfortable question, no. We don't have time. There's not enough teachers. So
George Washington Carver. There's too many people that have nut allergies.
True. Yes.
Yeah.
There we go.
There's too many people that have nut allergies.
Just kick out George Washington Carver.
Let's kick out three white ones and then
Here's the thing. This guy was
it. Why three white ones for one black one, Dan? Why?
Punish them. Okay. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like there's at least three bad white scientists that we cannot talk about. There has to be, right? A couple.
That's right.
This guy made the Super Soaker. He deserves at least some recognition.
Can we just remove all the ex-Nazis from NASA? Would
yes,
that be okay?
Yes, let's not talk about the moon landing.
I am curious.
That's fair.
I am curious, did Lonnie Johnson work with any of the ex-Nazis?
He definitely did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like how casually you just answered that.
Maybe that's why. Well, I'm sick and tired of working around these racists. I'm going to invent
I'm going to work for NASA. Oh, wait. Why is there a T and a Z in there? I'm kidding. There's no T. The Nazis. I was getting real... Real Brad Pitt and Inglourious Basterds.
We love it.
Anyway, here's the thing. Born in 1949, which, by the way, not a great time to be born if you're an African-American in the United States. He was also
when
born
was?
In... better now than then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, if we're talking about a year previously. Yeah. It's not a great time.
Yeah, yeah. Just compare... It's kind of... There's the thing about all of history, though. Which year in the past would you rather be in than right now? There's none.
No
years
and
are better.
I always hate it when people say I was born in the wrong decade. You weren't.
You weren't.
No. You weren't. You'd be
you have, no, you're right. You're born in the wrong decade. We should be so far in the future. Like,
it's I wish I could buy a house for cheap. At least you have, like, I don't know, access to medical care that doesn't, like, kill babies 24/7. I don't know. It feels...
Oh, do you not have thalidomide anymore? Great. Like, that's fantastic.
You have a polio vaccine. Be happy.
Yeah. Anyway, he was born... It's going to get worse. He was born in Mobile, Alabama.
Oh.
In 1949, his mother, who finished high school, worked as a nurse's aide, and his father, who didn't finish high school, was a World War II veteran. His father explained the basic principles of electricity to Johnson in an early age.
Imagine if that's where it began for all inventors. Like, my dad sat me down at 6 years old and was like, electricity does zip-zaps, and then you get lights, and then at 6 you're like, I understand the inner machinations of the entire world at this point, and
I wish I was that way. I was not that way. My dad could try and explain as much things as he could to me as a child, and I would just sit there like, I want to play Pokemon right now.
So I actually have a funny... So we have an inventor in our family. His name is Bernie. He's on the Jewish side of our family. Shocker. We're not surprised. Fun fact, if you've ever been to the dentist, you know those little guns that they use? He invented that.
What?
Which is crazy, yeah. But at 4 years old, he had created his own radio. He'd created his first radio at 4, but he didn't have the wire to, like, finish it until he was 5, and he got wire for his birthday so that he could finish, like stringing his radio, essentially. Like, the dude was wicked intelligent.
I got a knife.
You had a knife at 5?
You had to defend yourself somehow.
Is that to fight the alligator?
Yeah.
How big a knife are we talking?
I don't know. It was a real tiny one. It was not too big for me.
Sword comparatively to you?
It wasn't unwieldy.
Okay.
I could just back off, you know?
Yeah.
I was a highwayman at 5.
You had your little hood up?
I wore a diaper on my head.
Give me your money.
Give it back. Your money or your life?
Aren't you a baby?
I'm sorry, did you say my money or my wife?
Yeah.
No. Your money or your... I'm telling Mom.
By the way, Johnson earned the nickname the professor from the local neighborhood kids because he was just that smart, like, right out the gate.
Of the nicknames that the neighborhood bullies could give.
It's a cool one. Yeah.
Not the worst.
No, the professor. If anything, you just sound like Professor X. Like,
yeah.
Very cool.
Especially when you hear about a lot of stuff that happens when you're just like a smart kid in a black community.
Yeah.
Well, just in general, too.
Yeah.
I feel like bullying...
Yeah, anywhere.
For intelligent kids.
And they're just like, yeah, the professor. And they're like,
which also
sure.
Shows why he's very cool, though. I feel like in order to get that kind of nickname, you have to be somewhat, like, you can be nerdy, but you also have to be, like, kind of with the cool kids.
Well, this guy is super cool.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, hey, I'm going to invent a gun that shoots water so that we can all, like, cool down during the summer. That's a cool kid.
Here's the thing. This guy, like, or Mung being, like, a certifiable genius, amazing, also just seems to have, like, the swagger of a champion. Like, I mean, just so cool. He once tore apart his sister's doll to see what made the eyes open and close, because he was curious what had happened, so he just took it apart and was like, oh, that's what does
see,
that.
That's not usually why men tear apart their sister's dolls.
Yeah, normally it's for a deep hatred of women. Like, that's...
We want to see boobies.
Oh. Yeah, I was thinking of serial killers and like that.
See, not all of us have a deep hatred of women.
Oh my gosh!
I know it's like a you thing.
I just wanted to play with the dollies when I was young.
Yeah, there was Ryan that was like, I hate women. They're like, they can't afford clothes and ripping the clothes off. And there was was like, did they put nipples on here? And then there was Dan that was like, well, we're going to play house.
And we'll both wait for
this
a boyfriend.
This is you and your
we're
best friends. No, don't you want them to marry? No.
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 And they didn't know. Weird.
He also, at really young age, tried to cook up rocket fuel in a saucepan, but he almost burned the house down.
Where did he get rocket fuel?
No, he didn't. He tried to make it, which, to be fair, if you're boiling gasoline, so he's boiling gasoline for that. Also, if you mix orange concentrate with gasoline, that's how you get napalm. Fun fact.
I don't think you should have just said that out loud.
Oh, should I not have? Oh.
You know what happens?
clip that out.
You know what happens when you Google chloroform? People find you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the internet's definitely, my internet search history is definitely watched for
but
a lot
like,
of
it's
reasons.
It's weird. It's like, I know it's cleaning supplies, but I don't want to look.
Yeah, but I don't want to find out. Yeah.
I don't want to Google that and then end up on a list somewhere.
Also, chloroform takes way too long to knock people unconscious. It's just not very effective. Anyway. As a teenager, Johnson attended Williamson High School, an all-black school in Mobile.
Uh-huh.
He drew much of his inspiration from George Washington
Carver.
I'm still
not past the chloroform comment.
Okay, gotcha.
Ben's sitting there.
He drew much of his inspiration from George Washington Carver, which makes me think that's why we can get rid of George Washington Carver to replace him with Lonnie Johnson, is because we would get to learn about George Washington Carver anyway, because we need to know who influenced this guy.
Yes! Okay.
You can't replace the inspiration.
True. You can't get rid of him if he's in the inspiration. So that's why we removed the Nazi doctors.
Yeah.
And the whole NASA program.
Not the NASA program. We can still be like, this was cool, but also like, hey, let's also remember some of them were Nazis. Here's the thing. We could still have the achievements and take them out of the NASA Hall of Fame. That would be okay. I think that would be... Because there's many of them in there.
Yeah.
There's
a lot.
It's startling if you look at it. It's
and none of them invented a super soaker.
That's
just
true.
Say that.
And other things. That's what makes this guy so cool. By the way, in 1968, very important year for a couple things. First off, that's when MLK was assassinated.
Yeah.
This is 4 years after the Civil Rights Act.
I was about to say he was born in 1949 in Mobile, Alabama.
1949 in Mobile, Alabama.
Where was MLK at this point? Because he was assassinated in 68, but he was around there.
Yeah, he almost assuredly was in the same groupings as MLK.
Yep.
And probably Malcolm X as well.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to make a Professor X joke, because he was probably, there was already an X.
Already there, yeah.
Yeah.
But just crazy, but in 1968, Johnson represented his high school at a science fair in Alabama, where he was the only black student attending the fair. This was the time when African Americans had very little presence in science.
Or in the world.
Well, yeah, but especially, even
like
more.
The world, but America.
Even in science, in a science fair, he's the only black kid there, and he freaking wins because he invented a robot he called Linux. The robot was powered by compressed air. So somehow, he powered a robot with compressed air and took home first prize. Which actually, huge credit to those people that gave him the award and that weren't they didn't let turbo racism of Alabama just no, we're giving it to the white kid.
Well, because he had to beat everybody else there and also racism.
Yeah!
Yeah.
And he did! He beat both!
He genuinely beat racism. He was just like, hey, I've invented a robot that you literally can't ignore. That's the level of intelligence that he had to have. And it's also a good motivator. I don't know.
Sure.
It's just as it would be wild to even be in that scenario.
Linux is actually a former processor of his operating system.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and I'm not sure if that's exactly where the name came from, but I think...
So did he have anything to do with the Linux processing system, or was the Apple's just giving
him
a nod?
That's what my question was going to be.
Not sure. It doesn't really tell me right now.
I imagine if it's not in there explicitly, that was just Apple giving him a nod.
Giving him a nod. That wouldn't shock me. Especially, he didn't do a lot with computers, though. He ended up doing a lot with jet propulsion, which is... it's going to get more insane. In 1969, shortly after graduating high school, Johnson attended Tuskegee University, which is a historically black college.
Oklahoma, yeah?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
Obtained a BS in mechanical engineering in 1973, and then a master's degree in nuclear engineering 2 years later in 1975.
Wow. Hey, I did that.
Yeah, but he did.
Yeah.
That was the
almost really.
It puts a bit of a damper on there.
Or could have almost made a super soaker.
Yeah. Too bad it was already invented by the time you were
knife.
Born.
That's all.
Yeah, you had a knife. Not a sword, just a little one for 5-year-olds.
He's making gator skin belts.
I love that so much. He's just Crocodile Dundee over here.
That's not a knife.
This is a knife, and I'm 5.
En garde.
By the way, later Tuskegee University, just because this guy was so impressive, they ended up giving him an honorary PhD in science. He then worked for the U.S. Air Force, where he worked on the Stealth Bomber Program before eventually joining NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in 1979. So in 10 years, he goes from winning a science fair, being the only black kid there, to working at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, as well as the Air Force working on fighter jets. This dude is so cool.
Yeah. Listen to this, like, kind of makes me want to go back to school.
Doesn't it?
Because, like, I was on track to do half this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Yeah, no.
I still don't want to, but, like, it's so cool to see that he did it.
That he did all these things.
In a time and a place where it should have been much harder.
Yeah.
Because it was already hard for me.
Yeah.
And I like math. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a lot of people hating me in Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah. Well, and also, it's, you know...
I probably have a few.
You actually might have a few. But also, it's one of those things where, like, he's also got a degree in nuclear engineering when nuclear energy was like, we kind of know.
Yeah, we don't.
We kind of
understand.
Yeah. That was one of the job opportunities I almost got in the military.
Really?
If I went active duty, I would have gone nuclear engineering.
But I think that's why... That's a testament to how...
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. This is weird.
Yeah.
I think it's a testament to his innovative mind at the same time.
Yeah,
being
absolutely.
Like, I want to pursue nuclear engineering. Yeah. I want to be able to pursue this new kind of science. I don't want to learn stuff that's already known. I want to do something completely different.
This is so... Yeah. Literally one of the biggest reasons I dropped out of engineering school is because mechanical engineers, when you go to a firm as a mechanical engineer, your job isn't necessarily to invent things. It's just to make designs for other people that they need a design for something.
Yep.
And that was a big a problem for me. It's like, I just wanted to make new things.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big reason about why I dropped out, because I wasn't going into a field where I could be the guy that makes new things.
Yeah.
And so this is weird for me to hear about guy who had we're just so similar in a lot of aspects, and then he did it, and then I became a clown.
And this guy became a billionaire.
He has a Wikipedia page. I have a Hindu wiki page that has a lot of information wrong.
Yeah, I got that one too.
Number one, mostly being I'm not Hindu.
They're like, he's so Hindu.
That's so Hindu.
That's so Raven. But by the way, so he worked in his time in NASA from 1979 to 1901. Johnson worked on a variety of projects, including Air Force Missions Lab, developing the nuclear power source for the Galileo missions to Jupiter. He developed a nuclear power source to take something to Jupiter. Oh my gosh.
What?
Yeah.
How do you even... What year is this? 1980-something?
Yeah, well, pretty much through all of the 1980s and 90s.
Wow.
He also worked on several weapons projects. He also was an engineer on Mariner's Mark II spacecraft series with the Comet Rendezvous and Saturn Orbiter Probe missions.
I think part of this is... I didn't even know we sent shit to Jupiter.
Yeah! And he did. He this like
this guy sent shit to Jupiter, and I'm here, like 26 years old in Los Angeles, California, in 2022, going, we sent shit to Jupiter.
Yeah. And I'm sitting here as a comms guy who didn't finish college, and I'm like, wow,
Jupiter's real.
I'm like, can we talk to Jupiter? Because I have a communications degree.
And Ryan's sitting here like,
with
I think
too many
Jupiter
degrees.
Is based off of a woman, so I'm not really.
He's like,
yes, and he also worked on the stealth bomber, the B-2.
Oh,
which
what?
Is freaking insane. That
he
should
have called it the B-52.
We already had that, though.
Rock Lobster. Imagine every time you get bombed by a B-52, they just play Rock Lobster just on these massive speakers. And they're like, is that the B-52? Oh, it is a B-52. Okay. This is bad. We should run.
So, it was in the... 1990s, as, 1990 specifically, Johnson was working for the U.S. Air Force, and he was trying to get, like, a heat sink, I believe is what it was. Let me see what he was pulling up. He was essentially trying to...
create a ghost.
Yes, he was trying to create a ghost. He was trying to, which, by the way, now he's working on green energy, and based on how this guy is done, I'm betting it gets done.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, just...
This guy said, I want to do this, and then, like, a couple years later, he did it. So if it says a heat sink, For anyone that listening and doesn't know, a heat sink, it's kind of like one of the main properties that when people talk about like paranormal activity, about how like if a ghost is nearby, you start to get cold because a ghost is what's referred to as a heat sink. It's something that absorbs the heat energy in an area so that you would feel cold.
Interesting. I might have been wrong. He was working on a water pump.
Never mind. A water pump, if you're listening, you don't know.
He's working on trying to, but still, the idea was cooling down different properties.
But now I'm starting to see how this man went into super soaker technology.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to get cool.
Water pump.
So he was working with the Air Force, and he was working on something, and he initially called it a power drencher when it first appeared in toy shops in 1990, which I didn't know the Super Soaker had been around for that long.
Power drencher.
Power drencher. And then it eventually got his trademark name after some tweaks and remarketing. Selling between $10 and $60, depending on the model, the Super Soaker took off, generating $200 million in sales in 1991 alone.
Wow.
Gonna get crazier. Shortly after making the deal with Super Soaker with Laramie Corporation, Laramie became a subsidiary of Hasbro Corporation, which you've definitely heard of, in February 1995. Johnson tweaks his design for the water gun, replacing the water in Super Soaker with a toy projectile. He did it. He called it a pneumatic launcher for a toy projectile.
Yeah, so that's when they put, like, the foam rocket on there, and you'd shoot the water out. And
also,
shoot the rocket.
Not the water. Just a pneumatic device
so,
for...
No, so it's air.
So it's for nothing. So what I'm trying to say is it's nothing but Nerf, because he invented the freaking Nerf gun. He invented the Nerf gun! He changed our lives! This man changed childhood.
He changed our lives. He changed the literal world.
He did! I mean,
I know Nerf from Zimbabwe. That should tell you the type of influence
that this man has.
I'm sorry. Before this episode started, you were looking up Lonnie Johnson, and he had a very important invention that you did not want to tell us before the podcast.
Yes.
Because you wanted our genuine reaction. Was all of that just a build-up so you could say nothing but Nerf?
It was. Yeah, that's what I want the episode to be called, is that
nothing but Johnson. Nerf.
It's Nerf or nothing.
Okay.
I'm just picturing you with like a...
I mean, this is... I had a Nerf gun fight at Christmas this year with my family. Like, I mean, that's...
My God.
We really did. We were all in onesies. We had a Nerf fight. And to quote my aunt actually brought over a whole bunch of Nerf guns. And the reason why is because, like, her husband passed away this year or last year. And she was like, this is what your Uncle Mike would want. We were all super, like, somber. We did not know what she was planning. And because we were like, oh, no. It's going to be set. She whipped out a whole bunch of Nerf guns. And we just all went hard for, like... an hour of just Nerf gunning around the house.
See, last week when you told me that you spent Christmas in pajamas looking for stuff at a public park, I thought it couldn't get whiter.
Ahmed was there still.
Okay, but is it white if the inventor of the Nerf gun
is black?
Okay.
Yeah!
The context is important here. He's playing it in pajamas.
In onesies at Christmas. Yeah, okay.
In a onesie time in Missouri.
He's basically gentrified.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh my God.
Ryan also gentrified the Nerf gun.
How was I that white? it's amazing. By the way, Nerf comes from the original thing of like Nerf, meaning ineffective like weaponry and things like that. And so it was the Nerf projectile, which is very cool that that's now what we have. But now it's more known by the trademark than what its original definition was. If you Google it, the first thing that comes up is Nerf.
And the second thing is the actual definition of Nerf.
Literally, if you Google Nerf definition, first comes up with the trademark.
Yeah.
Like, which is...
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. That is how influential this was. It surpassed the original word.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Dictionary.com said, it's Nerf or nothing.
Yes, it did. Oh, by the way, just a fun fact. So in 1991, Johnson founded his own company, Johnson Research and Development Co., of which he is also the president. More recently, he teamed up with scientists from both Tulane University and Tuskegee University, his former alma mater, to develop a method of transforming heat into electricity to make green energy more affordable. By the way, he invented something called the Johnson Thermoelectrical Converter System, which is a solid-state energy drive. So he's already done, like, amazing things. It's called JTEC, and it's incredible that he made it. It was so influential. It was a Popular Mechanics list of the top 10 inventions of 2009. Top 10 inventions in the world of a year. He was like, yeah, I got this.
Do you think... Okay, first of all, I just want to say Tuskegee University is in Alabama.
Oh, dang.
Not Oklahoma. But do you think, like, when he walks into places... And he's only, like, and people just know him only as, like, the super soaker or the Nerf guy. And he walks into, like, really high and, like, scientific, like, research studies. They just kind of, they rip on him because he's, like, the super soaker guy?
I think that they probably instead say, the billionaire?
just to put it...
Fair enough.
Put in perspective, in February of 2013...
The professor.
The professor. Yes, those kids were right.
In February of 2013, Johnson filed a lawsuit against Hasbro after he discovered he was being underpaid royalties for Super Soaker and several Nerf lines of toys. In November of 2013, Johnson was awarded because he was right, because of course he was, because this dude's awesome.
Yeah, this guy's not wrong. It's just, he's just not wrong.
He was awarded nearly $73 million in unpaid royalties.
Wow.
Yeah, in a settlement with Hasbro. Which is also great, which also, like, Hasbro, really? You're gonna really, like, screw over this man? Like, don't...
This man invented the B-2 bomber.
He did. He will bomb your headquarters.
He could end Hasbro, and nobody would see it coming.
I mean, he invented the stealth bomber as well as nuclear power... Like, he helped do nuclear power sources, meaning that he could get a stealth bomber to just fly continuously. Like, that is his... Yeah. This man is unstoppable. By the way,
and he's dropping Nerf bombs.
Just Nerf footballs.
That would be a pretty great... That would be a pretty great way to troll people.
just a B-2 bomber coming overhead and just Nerf footballs are just falling out. Hundreds of Nerf footballs are coming down. Those suction cup ones that stick to everything.
Yeah. My baby!
By the way, the Super Soaker is approaching sales of $1 billion.
Wow.
Like, they just sold so many. And Nerf,
since 1990 what?
Since 1990. So 32 years.
Wow.
$1 billion for a toy.
Wow.
For that single toy. Which does include Nerf, which is on everything. He holds over 250 patents, by the way, most of which are for Super Soaker. Johnson was awarded the Air Force Medal, Achievement Medal, and the Air Force Commendation Medal for, like, his amazing service and also just being an impressive inventor. He received several awards from NASA for his work in spacecraft system design at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. So just to clarify, while he was doing this, he was also like, oh yeah, I totally know how jet engines work, and I'm going to make them so much better.
Yeah.
Which, I mean... How do you do that? Like, he was, how do you have this much brain power constantly working? It's insane.
Well, some of us are properly medicated.
That's fair. That's very fair. In 2008, he was awarded the Breakthrough Award from Science Magazine Popular Mechanics for his work on the JTEC, and was inducted into the State of Alabama Engineering Hall of Fame in 2011, which I assume that's got to be like three people.
What was he inducted into?
That State of Alabama Engineering Hall of Fame. Don't get me wrong, this dude's super impressive. I can't imagine that that's a tough one to get into. If you had all the states, I'm just saying that Alabama wouldn't have been the one that I am most...
Oh, wow. First row, we have Chuck Carr, Nicole Falk, Steven Speaks, Jim Bambarger, Gary April, Mari Gaston, Melissa Hurt, George Hamilton, Tony
what
Smoke,
did they do?
Ken Smith, Jeffrey Holmes, Milton Davis, and Chris Roberts. Founded in 1987 by proclamation of the governor and in recognition of the sesquicentennial of formal engineering education in the state of Alabama, the Engineering Hall of Fame honors, preserves, and perpetuates the outstanding accomplishments and contributions of individuals, projects, and corporations and institutions that have brought and continue to bring significant recognition to the state of Alabama.
Now, the reason... this is not being fast-forwarded. This is Ben being excited about engineering.
Yeah, but what did can you go to 2022 inductees so we just see, like, who the type of people we're talking about is?
Oh, inductees.
Oh, so it's not even going to tell us what they
projects.
Did.
Oh, corporate. Okay, so yeah, it doesn't really tell us what they did. I mean, I can just Google these people. Let me just look up Don Arkell.
Don Arkell.
7-year-old kid. The LDOT 5920 Bridge Project. He was the chief engineer... his duties include the planning and design of Alabama's state, U.S., and interstate highway system. Okay. Arkell previously served as assistant chief engineer for policy and planning. He spent 25 years in ALDOT's Alabama Department of Transportation's Design Bureau and was bureau chief prior to becoming assistant chief engineer. He's a graduate of Auburn University with a degree in civil engineering. This guy invented the modern Alabama
roadways.
Highway infrastructure.
Can I be honest with you, though? I would be insulted if I was Lonnie Johnson. I was paired with that guy because, like, Lonnie Johnson,
he's like, this motherfucker
is
planned
roads, and I'm like, Lonnie Johnson changed the world.
Yeah, but look, it goes back to
Oh, can you go to
1989.
Can you go to 2009 so we can see Lonnie Johnson? Or wait, when was he inducted? 2011, my bad.
2011. Lonnie
G. Johnson. Yes, and he just looks.
He just looks so cool.
We can actually,
so cool.
They gives a. These are the other people that he was inducted with this year. William J. Cutts. Founder and CEO of American Tank and Vessel Inc. has built a premier company with a reputation for design and product expertise. Under his leadership, AT&V has become a key player in the worldwide market for steel tanks and vessels and has developed a reputation for supporting its industry and the public good by mentoring young engineers.
So, just to get this straight, Lonnie Johnson created a reactor that sent a ship to Jupiter. And this guy made a company for tanks.
Steel
and
tanks, yeah.
Steel tanks. Not even tanks. Lonnie Johnson probably worked on tanks. But this man worked on steel water tanks. Look, I'm just saying, Lonnie Johnson is the most impressive guy, especially compared to anybody else. By the way, in 2015, the Super Soaker was inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
it was a National Toy Hall of Fame.
It was the National Toy Hall of Fame!
What else is in the National Toy Hall of Fame?
Silly Putty, the Hula Hoop.
Are you serious?
A lot of things. Yeah, right. Have you never heard of this?
No. The Slinky.
The Slinky was an accident.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, but that's why it's in the Hall of Fame.
I feel like Silly Putty was also an accident.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of toys are accidents.
Fair enough. Hey, I know you made this for a serious reason, but my kid loves it.
Well, Lonnie Johnson was looking at water pump technology and then ended up making this.
Inducted in the year 2021, we have American Girl Dolls, Risk,
Sand.
And Sand.
By the way, he accidentally sprayed himself. Wait, sand?
Sand. Just sand.
Okay, that's so good. The Super Soaker Hall with sand?
Was met with
also,
we need to go through this.
Lonnie Johnson, apparently, like, when he was inventing the Super Soaker, or, like, when he was working on the water pump, he got sprayed at one point, and that's why he was like, that would be fun. Like, that's what happened. Like, he was just like, oh.
Stop!
Wait! Like, this is fun.
It's nice to know that he was a wicked smart guy, but he still had a playful sense of humor about him. He's
absolutely.
Like, I'm gonna make this no fun. Okay, 2013, Rubber Duck, Chess, and the Teddy Bear.
Well, the Teddy Bear.
Oh, Teddy Bear was 1998.
Chess was 2013.
Wow. Yeah, Scrabble, 2004, The Dollhouse, Dominoes. The Game
cards.
Of Life in 2010. Nobody was playing the Game of Life in 2010 anymore. Playing cards, the Big Wheel, the Atari 2600 game system.
That makes my heart happy.
The Blanket.
What are they just putting things
that's
in?
That's not a well,
the ball.
It is.
The ball.
Ball. It
ball.
Just says ball.
That's so dumb.
Nintendo Game Boy.
That makes sense.
Hot Wheels. Star Wars action figures. These are solid.
See, those make sense, but like sand and blanket and cardboard box.
Cardboard box.
Okay, I do have...
Inducted in 2005. What went wrong in 2005?
By the way...
Where they were like, the best toy we have is this box.
You know what we haven't acknowledged yet? The box.
So, inventing story for my family again. My grandfather invented the machine that automatically folded and glued in cardboard boxes together.
What?
Mm-hmm.
It's inventions like that that make me think that most inventors were just lazy.
Yeah, no, I get that. He also invented the AstroTurf layer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Instead of growing grass.
Yeah, he was like, this sucks.
And now, now his descendants play with Nerf guns on Christmas.
Yeah.
Cobra Box.
We didn't get more intelligent after him. Like
the bicycle, Raggedy Ann and Andy. The Lincoln Logs.
Oh.
I miss Lincoln Logs
Lincoln
so
Logs.
Much.
Dude, Lincoln
Ever?
Logs are awesome.
They're great. I'm going to try and find some Lincoln Logs so you can experience childhood.
Okay.
Tonka Trucks, Jump Rope.
The Jump Rope is pretty
Kite, cool. Crayola Crayons.
Jack in the Box,
yeah. Jax, Jigsaw Puzzles, Hula Hoops. Yeah, you're right about that one.
G.I. Joe.
Erector Set.
Mm-hmm.
G.I. Joe, Easy Bake Oven, Frisbee, the Dunkin' Yo-Yo, not any yo-yo.
A Dunkin' Yo-Yo.
Just the Dunkin' Yo-Yo.
What about Legos? I feel like Legos have to be on here.
They have to be, right?
Yeah.
Candyland, Checkers, Silly Putty, Roller Skates, Rocking Horse,
Radio Flyer Wagon, the Red Wagon.
Play-Doh, Bubbles.
Marbles.
Just all Bubbles. Bubbles, Marbles, Barbie, Mr.
Lego.
Potato.
Yes.
Inducted
what
in 1998.
I love that was one of the first.
It was named
like,
the toy of the century.
You know what?
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, baby doll,
Etch-a-Sketch,
Lionel trains. Not any other train. Just Lionel's. Monopoly, Alphabet Blocks, Tinker Toy, Skateboard. The skateboard is not a toy. It's a very serious thing.
It's a very serious mode of training.
That's an Olympic sport.
Stick. 2008.
The stick.
They were running out of toys.
Well, no, 2008 was the crash of the housing market, so a lot of stuff went by. Nobody could really afford toys. And they're like, let's give it to the stick. That really held us up this year.
I wonder if, like, the PlayStation 2 or the Xbox, like, are going to make it.
The Atari 2600 and the Game Boy, like, the original Game Boy are in here, so I don't...
2008, though... So you have to give it. Like maybe another 10 years before they get it done.
Yeah, ViewMaster, Wiffle Ball, Fisher Price, right now, Little People.
Well, like the PlayStation 2 specifically. Like
I think it was actually inducted because I think I remember reading something about that. But
the Swing.
Okay, that is a really good toy though. Like
Dungeons and Dragons was in 2016.
There's the Super Soaker.
Super Soaker.
I'm surprised if Nerf isn't.
This is what it says. The Super Soaker story began in the early 1980s when Dr. Lonnie Johnson, a Tuskegee Institute-trained mechanical engineer and nuclear engineer, was working on NASA's Galileo mission to Jupiter. At night, Johnson was working on his own project, a new heat pump that replaced Freon with environmentally friendly pressurized water vapor. Tinkering with the pump's design at home, Johnson hooked the nozzle up to his bathroom faucet. The steady stream that shot across the room gave Johnson an idea for a high-powered water blaster. From PVC pipe and an empty soda bottle, he improvised a model he called the Power Drencher that featured an air pressure chamber and a water reservoir. Johnson later enlarged the tank and moved it to the top of the blaster, making the prototype look even more like a prop in a science fiction movie. The first Super Soaker went on sale in 1990 when Johnson worked out a deal with Laramie Corporation, a maker of inexpensive plastic toys and action figures, to produce his invention. Laramie's aggressive advertising sold 27 million Super Soakers at $10 a pop in the first 3 years of production. In the years following, innovations such as increasing water carrying capacity, altering water direction, and lengthening the distance of the water stream heightened the toy's popularity. To date, Laramie Corporation and Hasbro have sold about 200 million Super Soakers in more than 175 variations, netting the company's about $1 billion in sales.
Thanks for the review of all of Ryan's.
Yeah, but like that's so cool. Like, can you imagine having something that was so? And not only that, like you changed the world, but for kids.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like you changed summer.
There's a fact here. Factoid. Dr. Lonnie Johnson first called his high-powered water toy the Power Drencher, but a trademark infringement claim forced a name change to Super Soaker.
I love that. I love that that's how it got. It's like a way
iconic,
better name.
Yeah.
It's just,
iconic.
Hey, excuse me, we need Power Drencher? Fine, have it. I'm just gonna go make a killing.
What is a Power Drencher? Look up what a Power Drencher is. What does that look like?
By the way,
just a wholesome fact. Johnson is married to Linda Moore. They've been married since, let me see, 1978.
Oh, wow.
And
love that.
He's only been married once and he's got 4 kids. And they currently live in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
That just makes me so happy that like he also had like a good home life too.
Yeah.
Like that
seems like a pretty well-rounded individual.
Yes.
No. Well-rounded individuals would like have okay lives and things like that. This man is all of the rounded of the individual. Like he did everything.
He's a full 360.
Yeah.
No.
He's the most well-rounded.
So if you look up Power Drencher, you can't even find what the old thing was. It only brings up Super Soaker.
Can you put up trademark? Power Drencher trademark? It'll probably just bring it back up again to this.
Power Drench, trademark of Red Arrow Products.
Is a what?
Let's see, filling date was 1993.
Solution of wood smoke flavors onto a surface of processed meat, fish. It's a, so it's like a power smoker. So it's a smoker.
What?
Drenching unit used to apply a solution of wood smoke flavors onto the surface of processed meats, fish, and other foodstuffs prior to introduction to a smokehouse chamber to smoke flavor meat. It's a baster.
Yeah.
It's a power baster.
Yeah. Well, there you go. The Power Drencher. And that kind of is more befitting for a baster, I feel like.
That's fair. I hope.
Like,
God,
I can't imagine being drenched, like being like, oh, I'm being drenched, oh, power drenched, oh.
I hate the physical manifestations.
Do that again, but use the word super soaked.
I'm being super soaked. Oh, yeah, wow.
And that's better? You think that's better?
I do think that's better.
The way that you did that. You were happy with that?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Everything you just did looks like you were in, like, the world's cheapest adult movie right there.
I was like, oh, I feel like I'm in a little bit of a porn. Like,
yeah.
No. I'd like to see the ending of a porn where she goes, power drench me. And then the guy's like, what?
I'm actually super soaked.
Yeah, she's like, no, it's actually, it used to be called the power drencher, but it's so don't even worry about it. You know what? It's time.
I'm going to let you listen to a podcast. It's by these guys.
We should probably, honestly, we should cut this scene. Oh, man. Well, is that the full story on Lonnie Johnson?
Lonnie Johnson. Yeah. That is the legend himself. Lonnerino. Lonnard. Lonson.
We love her. Lonnie, I think.
Yeah, no, it's Lonnie.
Yeah.
Just so cool. Which I wonder if that's what our good friend Lonnie is named after.
We could ask him.
We could ask him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's named after his dad, who's named after his dad, because he's Lonnie the Third.
Oh. That's gonna be tough.
But I mean, his grandfather could have been named.
Probably not.
No, because that would put him about the same year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just a popular name at the time.
Could have been a popular name.
Ah, but also just Lonnie Johnson.
You find out that Lonnie's grandfather is Lonnie Johnson.
Well, considering I know Lonnie's real last name, and it's Lonnie March the 3rd.
Yes. Of course, yeah.
I'm going to assume probably not.
Yeah.
No, but let's dream.
Let's dream.
I don't mean to crush
Wait, you know what? What if it's his mom's dad? You have his mom's dad.
Yeah, but so there's just two Lonnies in the family tree?
Yeah. Lonnie.
It has to be Lonnie.
Yeah, it comes from the dad's side, but also like the
Guys,
why would that
crush,
have anything to do with
it? Don't crush this for me. I just want Lonnie Johnson.
Please, Lonnie, be part of this.
Okay. What if he's named after his mom? What if his mom's name is Lonnie? Yeah, I have a fun family story. My grandfather's name was Barney Grossberg, and probably shouldn't have said his last name. My uncle was going to be named Barney if he was a boy, or Barneen if he was a girl.
Oh, no.
Thank God he was a boy. Because can you imagine? Oh, sweet Barney. Not only that, but my uncle is like a 6'3". Like, he was a college quarterback. He was like the last one. He was drafted at one point into the NFL. Like, yeah. So
not
you
the
imagine,
other thing that people get drafted for.
Yeah. Well, the military. Yeah. Like, they tried to draft him for that, too. Because Vietnam time. And so, yeah.
What, bone spurs?
No, he had a piece of metal that got shot into his eye. And so,
oh, Missouri. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And they were like, yeah, you can't.
Because his middle name is Merle. Because my grandmother's middle name is Merle. Because her father wanted to name his son Merle. But then couldn't because he had a daughter.
Merle.
Yep.
Merle. Okay.
Merle.
Okay.
Merle.
Okay. Like, I'm fine with it. It's fine.
Merle.
Cool. Yeah. Well.
That was the history, boys. That was it. I hope you're excited as I am because
beautiful.
I love Lonnie Johnson.
That is it. That is all. Thank you once again for tuning in to episode 38 of The Good, The Day, and The Florida Man. We hope we said or did something this episode to make you want to tune in next week. If you want to find us outside of the podcast, Dan, where can they find you?
Dan Bam Bam on all social media, except for Snapchat, which is
Dan_YOLO_Love.
Ryan.
YouthPastorRyan.com. If you want tickets to my special, they are there. They're running at about $5 a pop right now. And if you want to be part of that feeling, it's going to be fun in St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes. Ben. What about you? You can find all of my links at my website, benbrainard.com. It's spelled like brain, A-R-D. If you can't figure that out, try using yours. All my links and all my socials and stuff are on there as well. The podcast has a website, too. It's gdfmpodcast.com. If you want to contact the podcast, you can email us at podcast@gdfmpodcast.com. And we have a Patreon. If you want to support us, make sure that we can afford to keep doing this every week. We would appreciate that. The cheapest one I think you can sign up for is like $3 a month, but every little bit counts. So we appreciate you for doing that. So you can find that at patreon.com/GDFM podcast. That's it. We'll see you next week.
Bye!